Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de Andalucía. Comprensión oral. Inglés. Nivel intermedio B1. Tarea 1. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Extract 0.
It's time to learn about one of the constellations in the night sky. Do you recognize this constellation? It's Taurus, one of the constellations of the zodiac, located between Aries to the west and Gemini to the east.
Extract 1.
If you're trying to find Taurus, look beside the constellation of Orion, which represents the hero Gilgamesh, facing the Bull of Heaven in combat. Taurus glares at him with a menacing, bloodshot eye. The red giant Aldebaran, the brightest star in the constellation.
Extract 2.
In the bull's shoulder, you can find the Pleiades, a bright star cluster recognized by stargazers for thousands of years. They are known as the Seven Sisters.
Extract 3.
Its name is Latin for bull, and it is one of the oldest known constellations, recognized at least as far back as the early Bronze Age. Some archaeologists even believe that the constellation Taurus was depicted in the cave paintings at Lascaux in France.
Extract 4.
In Greek mythology, the Pleiades represented the 7 daughters of Pleione, an ocean nymph and protector of sailors. One day, they happened to meet the hunter Orion, who began to chase them. To protect the girls, Zeus changed them into 7 doves and placed them in the heavens, where Orion may pursue them, but he will never catch them.
Extract 5.
Many cultures called this constellation a bull, including the ancient Sumerians, Assyrians, Babylonians, Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans. In ancient Mesopotamian astronomy, Taurus was called the Bull of Heaven.
Extract 6.
I hope you enjoyed learning about Taurus today. If you are out stargazing in the winter or early spring, look beside Orion and see if you can find Taurus, the constellation of the bull.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Extract 0.
It's time to learn about one of the constellations in the night sky. Do you recognize this constellation? It's Taurus, one of the constellations of the zodiac, located between Aries to the west and Gemini to the east.
Extract 1.
If you're trying to find Taurus, look beside the constellation of Orion, which represents the hero Gilgamesh, facing the bull of heaven in combat. Taurus glares at him with a menacing, bloodshot eye. The red giant Aldebaran, the brightest star in the constellation.
Extract 2.
In the bull's shoulder, you can find the Pleiades, a bright star cluster recognized by stargazers for thousands of years. They are known as the Seven Sisters.
Extract 3.
Its name is Latin for bull, and it is one of the oldest known constellations, recognized at least as far back as the early Bronze Age. Some archaeologists even believe that the constellation Taurus was depicted in the cave paintings at Lascaux in France.
Extract 4.
In Greek mythology, the Pleiades represented the seven daughters of Pleione, an ocean nymph and protector of sailors. One day, they happened to meet the hunter Orion, who began to chase them. To protect the girls, Zeus changed them into seven doves and placed them in the heavens, where Orion may pursue them, but he will never catch them.
Extract 5.
Many cultures called this constellation a bull, including the ancient Sumerians, Assyrians, Babylonians, Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans. In ancient Mesopotamian astronomy, Taurus was called the Bull of Heaven.
Extract 6.
I hope you enjoyed learning about Taurus today. If you are out stargazing in the winter or early spring, look beside Orion and see if you can find Taurus, the constellation of the Bull.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 1. Tarea 2. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Extract 0.
Walter Elias Disney was born in Chicago, Illinois, on December 5, 1901.
Extract 1.
Always coming up with new ideas, Disney had the idea to create a theme park with rides and entertainment based on his movies. Disneyland opened in 1955. The park was a huge success and is still one of the most popular vacation destinations in the world. Disney would later have the idea to build an even larger park in Florida, called Walt Disney World.
Extract 2.
About the time Walt was entering high school, his family moved to the big city of Chicago. Walt took classes at the Chicago Art Institute and drew for the school newspaper.
Extract 3.
In 1923, he moved to Hollywood, California, and opened a new business with his older brother Roy, called Disney Brothers Studio.
Extract 4.
One summer, Walt got a job working on a train. He walked back and forth on the train selling snacks and newspapers. Walt enjoyed his job on the train and would be fascinated by trains for the rest of his life.
Extract 5.
In 1932, Disney decided he wanted to make a full-length animated film called Snow White. People thought he was crazy for trying to make a cartoon that long. However, Disney was sure the film would be a success.
Extract 6.
Walt wanted to make his own animation cartoons. He started his own company called Laugh-O-Gram. He hired some of his friends, including Ubi Iwerks. Although the cartoons were popular, the business didn't make enough money, and Walt had to declare bankruptcy.
Extract 7.
After the war, Disney began to produce live-action films in addition to animated films. His first big live-action film was Treasure Island.
Extract 8.
When he was 4 years old, his parents moved the family to a farm in Marceline, Missouri. Walt enjoyed living on the farm with his 3 older brothers and his younger sister, Ruth.
Extract 9.
Once again, Walt had to start over. This time he created a new character named Mickey Mouse. He created the first animated film to have sound. It was called Steamboat Willie and starred Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Extract 10.
When he was 16, Walt decided he wanted to help fight in World War I. Since he was still too young to join the army, he dropped out of school and joined the Red Cross. He spent the next year driving ambulances for the Red Cross in France.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Extract 0.
Walter Elias Disney was born in Chicago, Illinois, on December 5th, 1901.
Extract 1.
Always coming up with new ideas, Disney had the idea to create a theme park with rides and entertainment based on his movies. Disneyland opened in 1955. The park was a huge success and is still one of the most popular vacation destinations in the world. Disney would later have the idea to build an even larger park in Florida, called Walt Disney World.
Extract 2.
About the time Walt was entering high school, his family moved to the big city of Chicago. Walt took classes at the Chicago Art Institute and drew for the school newspaper.
Extract 3.
In 1923, he moved to Hollywood, California, and opened a new business with his older brother Roy, called Disney Brothers Studio.
Extract 4.
One summer, Walt got a job working on a train. He walked back and forth on the train selling snacks and newspapers. Walt enjoyed his job on the train and would be fascinated by trains for the rest of his life.
Extract 5.
In 1932, Disney decided he wanted to make a full-length animated film called Snow White. People thought he was crazy for trying to make a cartoon that long. However, Disney was sure the film would be a success.
Extract 6.
Walt wanted to make his own animation cartoons. He started his own company called Laugh-O-Gram. He hired some of his friends, including Ubi Iwerks. Although the cartoons were popular, the business didn't make enough money, and Walt had to declare bankruptcy.
Extract 7.
After the war, Disney began to produce live-action films in addition to animated films. His first big live-action film was Treasure Island.
Extract 8.
When he was 4 years old, his parents moved the family to a farm in Marceline, Missouri. Walt enjoyed living on the farm with his three older brothers and his younger sister, Ruth.
Extract 9.
Once again, Walt had to start over. This time he created a new character named Mickey Mouse. He created the first animated film to have sound. It was called Steamboat Willie and starred Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Extract 10.
When he was 16, Walt decided he wanted to help fight in World War I. Since he was still too young to join the army, he dropped out of school and joined the Red Cross. He spent the next year driving ambulances for the Red Cross in France.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 2. Tarea 3. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Owls, mysterious nocturnal hunters. These unusual birds have captured our imaginations for centuries. However, even though they hunt almost exclusively in darkness, owls are nothing to be afraid of. There are more than 200 species of owls around the world, and these versatile birds of prey make their homes on every continent except Antarctica. Although there are differences between species, owls share some key features. Owls have sharp talons, hooked bills, and heads that can swivel around in almost any direction. Something interesting about owls is that they cannot move their eyes. If owls want to look at something that is not straight ahead of them, they have to turn their whole head. Owls also have soft plumage. It is these soft feathers that give owls their greatest advantage as a hunter, silent flight. Most birds flap noisily when they fly. Owls' feathers have special edges and a velvety soft covering that absorb sound and let owls fly so quietly that their prey never hears them coming. Owls typically swallow their prey whole, and then regurgitate a pellet of anything too tough to be digested, like fur, bones, and claws. Dissecting these pellets is a good way to find out what the owl has been eating. Owls are good parents, too. They stay with their nestlings and bring them food to eat. Meat, of course. The parents will rip the meat up into small enough pieces that their babies can eat it. The parents will care for the young until they are fully feathered and ready to fly off on their own, a process which takes anywhere from a few weeks to a few months, depending on the species of owl. Finally, you are probably familiar with one kind of owl call, the hoot. But owls make an interesting variety of noises. I hope you enjoyed learning about owls today. Good luck seeing one, or hearing one, in your neighborhood.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Owls. Mysterious nocturnal hunters. These unusual birds have captured our imaginations for centuries. However, even though they hunt almost exclusively in darkness, owls are nothing to be afraid of. There are more than 200 species of owls around the world, and these versatile birds of prey make their homes on every continent except Antarctica. Although there are differences between species, owls share some key features. Owls have sharp talons, hooked bills, and heads that can swivel around in almost any direction. Something interesting about owls is that they cannot move their eyes. If owls want to look at something that is not straight ahead of them, they have to turn their whole head. Owls also have soft plumage. It is these soft feathers that give owls their greatest advantage as a hunter, silent flight. Most birds flap noisily when they fly. Owls' feathers have special edges and a velvety soft covering that absorbs sound and let owls fly so quietly that their prey never hears them coming. Owls typically swallow their prey whole and then regurgitate a pellet of anything too tough to be digested, like fur, bones, and claws. Dissecting these pellets is a good way to find out what the owl has been eating. Owls are good parents, too. They stay with their nestlings and bring them food to eat. Meat, of course. The parents will rip the meat up into small enough pieces that their babies can eat it. The parents will care for the young until they are fully feathered
and ready to fly off on their own. A process which takes anywhere from a few weeks to a few months, depending on the species of owl. Finally, you are probably familiar with one kind of owl call, the hoot. But owls make an interesting variety of noises. I hope you enjoyed learning about owls today. Good luck seeing one, or hearing one, in your neighborhood.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 3. Aquí acaba la prueba de comprensión oral. Por favor, siga las instrucciones del profesorado en su aula.